whether they be here at home or abroad, Father, we ask you to watch over them, protect them, keep them out of harm's way, and Father, we pray for the families that you can comfort them in their absence. Thank you for the first responders that have been working so hard in this pandemic. We're grateful, Father, for the progress that's been made, and Father, we ask you to continue to bless us, and Father, help us to overtake and overcome this pandemic. Father, we are thankful for Brother Robert, Sister Jane, as they work here at this congregation. We pray, Father, that you will give them a long life and much success can be made in your kingdom with their help. Father, we pray for the nations that are around about us that don't know who you are. That some way, somehow, we can reach them and to teach them the gospel. We're thankful for those missionaries that have gone out and planted your churches in different lands, and we pray, Father, that soon that they'll be able to travel back and to encourage and help those congregations that have been established in these other places. Thank you for blessing us in the ways that we can help them to do this work. Again, thank you, Father, for letting us be here to worship you. And Father, we pray that you will accept our worship according to your will. We realize in our lives, Father, that we fail you from time to time. And that we can only look to you for the forgiveness and for help and for strength to overcome our weaknesses. And Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and strengthen us and help us to be better citizens in your kingdom every day. Thank you for watching over us and loving us like you do. And again, we thank for your Son, in whose name we pray. And amen.
Amen.
In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 376. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white.
Nothing but the blood.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Heavenly Father, as we gather around this table this morning, we're mindful of the great sacrifice you've made for us. Amen. Father, this bread represents that broken body that hung on that cross for us. And Father, who partake of it, may they do it in a manner pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this fruit of the vine, which represents a precious blood that was shed for us. Father, we pray that who partake of it do so in a manner pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord's Supper has been completed. We have an opportunity to give back at this time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for all that you bless us with. Father, we know that all good things come from you. Most grateful for your spiritual blessings, Father. As we give back today, we pray that we'll give back with a cheerful heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songbooks at number 682. 682 will be the song of invitation after our lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 238. 238.
I believe in the answer for me. I believe that you spoke to Lazarus, and he said, unbind and set free. I believe that he reigns up in heaven, and I believe that he is coming again. Yes, I believe.
Texas in regard to the type of procedures that will be done beginning tomorrow, and then on Tuesday perhaps the back surgery to be done as well, and our thoughts and impressions are special for them. And added to them is the idea of the troubles that happened last night at Independence and the businesses that we know that were hurt over that way, as well as some of the houses of people that were, their roof were lifted up, that sort of thing. Let's pray together about that. Kind Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the friendships that we have through the years. And we thank you so much for this couple that is special to us all. And for the situation that he faces now. And in the circumstances of the procedures tomorrow, we're prayerful that it will be what is needed, and the surgeries to be forthcoming will be exactly what is needed for the circumstances that he faces. We're prayerful for his whole family, for all that are involved with his wife's people, for all their activities in the church and in activities for the Lord. Bless them in every way. And bless our friends and family over in the Independence area. The circumstances that avoided us last night, no doubt we were in prayer in regard to the lifting up of that terrible windstorm. But we were not prayerful that it would land there in the Independence area on the people who were there, the businesses that were there, that we enjoy so much. We're prayerful that there will be a good answer to that situation as well, that we'll be able to be of help to them in some way as time goes along here during this week. Bless our efforts for good in this service today and in this study of thy holy word about riches, honor, and life. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Proverbs, and I'll be basing my lessons for the next several weeks of time on the book of Proverbs and various statements that are made there. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4, he writes something that I like to talk about when I go to big speeches at high schools and junior high and various club meetings and things like that. Everybody wants riches, honor, and life. And how to obtain that is found in one verse in Proverbs 22 verse 4. In Proverbs 22 verse 4 it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life. By humility, by being humble enough. We've just studied in the book of Romans chapters 13 and 14 about humility and about consolation and about being patient individual. In Romans 15 verse 4, we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. We observe those things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture, and the Lord of heaven is there described as one who is patient and filled with consolation for us. He is patient with us in the sense of what he's talking about there in that context. How people are to be patient. They were meeting up with other brethren that found themselves coming from idolatrous background. And in idolatrous background, there were the offering of various types of foods that were done, particularly meats that were sanctified for their idol gods. They felt like that when they obeyed the gospel, were baptized into Christ, that they still had that particular problem in their minds, that if someone were a part of that eating, that it was sinful for them to do. When the Lord had not said anything in regard to that being done at all. The point was being made that the Lord did not have that in his agenda, and that the brethren should be fair enough and consolation and patient enough with their brethren, that if they were stronger in their knowledge, that God's word did speak criticism of them eating meat, any meat, or not eating meat, was the real thing in view. And so God's word was to be honored by them, and they were not to avoid one another and challenge one another and defame one another in that regard. And so it is said there in that regard that they found themselves with a God of consolation, one who would be concerned about their progress and their future, and to be patient with them and strong enough to bear their infirmity of those who were weak. Their infirmity was not based upon God's word being violated. It was based upon their background and their lack of knowledge and information in regard to God, who taught them now through words of Paul that there was nothing of what they ate or did not eat that was sanctified by God himself. Unless they were individuals who found themselves calling upon the Lord and being people faithful to the Lord. And that's what it said back there in Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life. Having the humility in our hearts to be people who grow in the ways that God teaches, to look for the things that God has said. We've had individuals to be here through the years that decided that they would identify with denominationalism. They would go to the denomination body. They're taught every Sunday that if they say these words of prayer, that they'll be healed, that they'll be mended, that they'll be forgiven. And we have those to bring us various little tracts and booklets. And we had little red Bibles that were brought here to be laid on the table out in front. I began to look at the verses there and saw the verses, and I read the verses about them, and I enjoyed the verses that were being there discussed. But then toward the end of that little booklet, "Say this prayer with me" was offered. "Say this prayer with me for salvation, that I'm a sinner, that I realize I'm a sinner, and that I want your forgiveness," and so forth and so on. A wonderful set of words, but Paul was using those set of words not for his salvation. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, he was a man of prayer when Ananias arrived, and Ananias said, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." He still had his sins with him. As he rejected Christ Jesus, he was rejecting the way of life. So he needed to be a person who would be a person who was faithful to the Lord. And what were the promises of God to him back there in Proverbs 22, verse 4? If he was humble and had the fear of the Lord, he would have riches, honor, and life. He would be blessed, and blessed abundantly as he goes through this earthly life. If we have that in our hearts and lives, that we are humble before God and willing to learn his right way. Ananias arose and went to him and said, "Why do you tarry, Brother Saul? Arise and go be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." You be a person who calls upon him to save you from sin, as you obey him. And as we obey him, we find a great and wonderful blessing. The opportunity to be a person who follows the way of the Lord for riches, honor, and life is part of that which Jesus said in Matthew 6 at verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, food, clothes, and shelter he just talked about, will be added unto you. What will your food, clothes, and shelter come about? If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. The blessings of God for sure will be ours to enjoy and benefit from as we people who follow his will. Just like we read back there in Proverbs 22 verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life. Riches. What about real riches? Not just monies, but riches. We can see within the value of money in a generation of time. And that can change. It can change around about us because the value of a dollar may not be the value at all as the inflation raises the cost of those things that we would enjoy. But as it does, what do we have from the assurance of the Lord? If we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we're doing what's right by what he has said, we're reading what he says in the Bible is the right thing for us to do, then we find that blessing to be abundant with us. It will be given unto us. It's not something we'll be laboring extra for. It's something that we will have as a blessing to come to us. How many times have we looked at things in life and looked at the circumstances in life and looked up in prayer to God, like even last night, and found there to be a blessing regardless of where that windstorm ended, regardless of whether it was here upon us or not? The fact of the matter would be our trust in the Lord and how he would bless us in spite of where that thing lands. If it lands on others, we can help. We can be of help to them. We can be people who are interested in their value and their benefit and how we can help for them. But once we are people who are so anxious about the things going on around us, we forget about having that humility before the Lord. We forget about having that righteousness in the Lord. We forget about having those things with God and seeking first the kingdom of God. And as a result of that, can we expect there to be these things added unto us? Can we expect these things to be riches, honor, and life added unto us if we do not have humility and the fear of the Lord? Surely we want to maintain that as we drive, as we ride, as we enter into our vehicles with prayer each time to be safe on our travels, safe to our arrival, safe within our family, instead of just taking for granted, I've got a good automobile, I've got some strong sidewall panels, I've got a good motor in that automobile, I don't need to be a person of prayer to God, be safe as I drive about. I may be a foot or 2 feet away from a terrible, terrible collision to take place. But I can be a person who is humble before God and a person who is having a real good spirit in God. And the humility and the fear of the Lord will bring about riches, honor, and life. I'll be able to live. I'll be able to carry on. I'll be able to do things because God is with me as I go through my daily walk of life. Do you find yourself thinking of God that way as you drive about? As you get behind an automobile or another piece of equipment and go to a slant on the hillside and avoid the tumbling over and over and over of that two-ton vehicle? And how many people have been hurt, unmercifully have been hurt because they tumbled over and over and over. We don't want to do that. We want to be a person who's humble before God as we go about our work, as we go about our labor. And as we do that, we thank God for the blessing. We do not forget Him as we go to sleep at night. We do not forget Him as we rise up in the morning time. We become people more of prayer and more of patience. For those who are in times of need, we pray for them and we benefit our lives by praying for them and helping them as we go along in life. What a blessing it is to be a person who follows these words: riches, honor, and life. Let's talk about honor as we close this lesson today. Honor. What does that mean? It's a reference to one's character around other people. How do people think about you and me? Do they think of us as people who are kind and helpful, thoughtful, looking for opportunities to serve? Or do they find ourselves being people who are argued against, challenged, rejected on the basis of our feelings and our activities are manifest toward them? If our feelings were manifest toward them of love and concern and helpfulness, patience with them and consolation for their activities, do you think there would be a different view of you and me as we go about activities of this community? Surely there would be. And do we find a God in heaven who's concerned about what happens that way? What happens to His people? Well, let me ask you. In Acts chapter 7, we read about Stephen. We read of his punishment. We read of his ultimately put to death. But what was the circumstance there with God? Was it not that the Lord was paying attention to things going on? Was it not that the Lord was going to bless His servant, Stephen, for being faithful in regard to the rejection that he faced? Was it not the Lord's benefit for him eternally that we see and sense? When we read in the page of the Bible about characters of the Bible, and we read about Moses, and we read about his way of life, was he a perfect man? No. Was he a sinless man? No. But was he an humble man before God? Yes, he was. What about David? Was David a sinless man? No, he was not. But was he a man who was humble before God? And God would say regarding him that he has a heart that is like mine. When we have a heart like God, and we are people who are humble, and we're people who have our ways of life to be helpful to others, and we have humility and the fear of the Lord, we fear Him, we respect Him highly, it'll make a difference in the way that we act toward others. In an invitation to a gospel meeting, an invitation to a vacation Bible school program going on, invitation to a youth day being extended. I've left these particular hands up all of the last year. Not because we can't take them down, not because we can't make a difference, but because helping hands, each one has a name on that hand. Each one in the palm of that hand has a name. Some are older people of the congregation, some are younger people, some are children of the congregation. There are the hands. How will those hands be if they're not helping hands? Won't there be a hypocrisy about that being up? But if we have helping hands, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus plainly said, Matthew 6:33. May God bless you as you study His word and carry on and do His will and become, if you're not already, a helping hand rather than something else. May God bless you in this day, today. Well, in regard to this, we find the opportunity to sing this song selected today to invite you to come to Jesus and come to Him and be a part of His life. And as you come to Him, let's look back at Saul of Tarsus there in Acts 22, verse 16. He was a man who was humble before God. He was a man who realized, I was taught by the Lord on the road to Damascus that I didn't do the right thing. Go into the city and there be told what you must do. He went into the city. He's there in prayer. And here comes a man that he doesn't know, Ananias. Why tarriest thou, brother Saul? Fellow Jewish brother, not a brother in the Lord, because he still had his sins with him. And Ananias says to him, why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins. Call on the name of the Lord. Lord, help me to be a person like that from day to day. Let's stand together and sing the song. Encourage yourself to come in and stand this song.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy
you during the course of this week, and as we go about our activities, you've got family and friends, no doubt, on the other part of the county that may have been hurt last night. Check with them and let us know about the circumstances there. Okay? God bless you all.
Let's turn to number 597. 597. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity. May His Spirit divine all my being refine. Let the beauty of Jesus
safe to be the Father. Thank you for all your love in Jesus' name.